Hello and welcome back to Chicken for Breakfast, the podcast where we talk about the answers to one very simple question. What's cooking? Today we have Darian back on the podcast. Welcome to season three, man.
I am back again. Appreciate you having me again.
Absolutely. So we are switching gears. We're going into season three, what's cooking. And essentially, we're going to be keeping up on all the latest trends on life, everything going on in the world. Especially on TikTok, we're going to be doing a lot of TikTok stuff. But yeah, we're kind of switching gears of the channel. Darian, you are from 2 Minutes to Go podcast.
Facts, was good.
We just did here a couple days ago editing that video, so go check that out. So you are representing 2 Minutes to Go podcast on YouTube. Link to their latest episode in the description. Thank you for being here. Let's hop in. So our first segment today is called What's Poppin'.
Brand new whip just hopped in?
Exactly.
I got options.
Hey! So,
capacity like Stockton. No, it's really good.
What's popping with Darian? How you been? We graduated OMS, so that was about a month.
It's almost been a month, bro. We finished on the 30th of March.
Yeah, man, that is.
What's today's date?
29th.
Oh, well, a month ago, it counts, it fits. Really just been chilling, been working. Obviously been applying to a lot of jobs, you know, trying to figure it out. It's a big process though, because I've never actually had to like apply for like jobs like as thoroughly as like, you know, ones we're trying to start our career for. Like, you know, they got you trying to do research on a job, write cover letters for the jobs, like if you want to, like they're optional, but you know, it might help your chances a little bit more if you look like you put in some effort to learn about like whatever job or something it is. This ain't like no, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, Walmart type of job. Like, you just sign up and write your name, put your availability down, give a little bit of experience or no experience and still get hired. Like, you know, like, these is real jobs. Like, they be asking, like, how much you thinking you trying to pay? Oh, we need degrees. We need you to have this amount of experience. Like, they is very specific with this. So, really just been working and applying, taking my time and enjoying the process of, like, you know, applying to different jobs, which is, like I said, it's actually kind of cool for, like, I'm doing a whole bunch, and I'm just like, someone about to hit me back. Somebody got to reply. Like, I put my name in, like, 10 different places. Maybe, like, 7. But, like, exaggeration number.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, yeah, probably at least 7. I really even did, like, apply to, like, 2 or 3 more jobs, like, in the past week. Man. So, yeah, just
you're
doing
on the
that.
Grind, man.
We're here and just working, because, I mean, like, I don't want to stay at my fast food job for not enough money for me to really want to stay there.
We just went to school for media. Why not keep the media?
I gotta make sure I'm doing my right thing. I'm actually finna probably end up working 2 jobs for real.
Hey, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, do a nice part time, go back to, like, you know, what was making me money before, a lot more money. So, yeah, that's gonna be the move for real. That's what's up with me, just working and applying.
And the podcast is going good?
Oh, yeah, we still recording. You know, we still getting it in, though. You know, we just doing it for more experience, more practice. That's all it really is for us, and this is really it is. I mean, it's fun, and if you enjoy it, it's like this could be what your life could look like.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
You never know what kind of media, whether you on air, live. I mean, live is on air for real, but you know. But, like, you know, you never know, man. You never know.
Yeah, no. This Chicken for Breakfast almost ended, like, just because I started getting really busy with, you know, jobs and just started a new job and everything else. It's like, I got so busy. I was like, I don't know if I want to keep Chicken for Breakfast.
It's hard to find time when you're not as flexible as you want to be. Because when you, like, some people have the luxury, like, if they blow up or they take off a little bit faster than others, then it's like, yo, I could really stop doing what I'm doing and I could really just focus on this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then other people, you just got to find time. And when there's a will, there's a way. Like, if it's something you want to do, you're going to find a way to make time for it. Like, I get one day out the week, Wednesday. Like, that'd be, like, the only, when we come in here, like, that'd be, like, on one clear off day. Obviously, other than today, but.
You know. I was like, today is not Wednesday.
Nah, like, yeah, like, it varies, though. But, like,
yeah,
Wednesday's,
yeah, no,
like, that sole day. That's the one day we get to use to, you know what I'm saying, start recording and coming up with our ideas for the shows and stuff like that.
Absolutely. So, I'm very excited again to have you on.
Facts. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah. So this almost didn't happen because, you know, life started happening pretty quick, and then I got a really cool idea. I've been kind of lacking on my personal TikTok account, so we're also gonna try to keep up on something related to TikTok every single week. So this week, we were going to talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. How much do you know about that?
Kind of a little bit. I didn't even know about it until y'all brought it up, because, like, I've been so much into, like, the playoffs and sports, and plus I don't see too much because I'm at work most of the time of the week, and it takes up – I'm at work, like, from, like, 4 to midnight, so, like, I kind of just wake up and I might chill for a minute, and then it's like I'm at work for like the rest of the day, so I don't really pay too much attention to my phone or what's going on. I haven't even heard anything about it, ain't seen no memes, but I do know that Amber Heard was lying on my man Johnny Depp. How you gonna lie on my man Captain Jack Sparrow? Do you know he will make you walk the plank, bro?
Yeah, no, it's
suing fam.
It's a crazy case. I'm not trying to get into like the actual case, yeah. But there are a lot of entertaining memes on TikTok of Johnny Depp just, like, low-key being savage as he's, you know, testifying, because Amber Heard's lawyers are kind of not representing well, and Johnny Depp is just, he's a really cool guy, and he does, like, those little gestures that shows, like, he's a gentleman anyways, so it doesn't make anything on the opposing side make sense, so I'm team Johnny Depp all the way. Like this video if you like Johnny Depp, if you support Johnny Depp.
Hey, give him that win-win situation where it's like, if you're team Johnny Depp, like the video, team Amber Heard, share the video.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like, yeah, you don't lose. Like, people be saying that. They was like, oh, if you like it, if you like that person, like the video or like this post. If you like this person, share it. If you like this person, leave a comment. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they be getting older, and it's like, it's all just benefits you. It's not
yeah.
You either watch it or you don't. Like,
but no, I think that, I wasn't there. I think that the actual case is, like, I don't really know enough about it to be like, oh, yeah, whatever. But I do know that it was a marriage. It was a relationship.
Facts.
And I know that at so many different points, they both said and did things that they probably shouldn't have done.
I mean, that happens in all relationships.
Yeah, I think the blame was on both of them. But I also think that it's at least good that it's not completely serious. I mean, it is a defamation case, so it is very important.
$50 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
So I don't care how much money I make. You bring up some what you finna do for me? $50 million? Take it away? Sue me for it? Or you gonna spend it? I'm looking like $50 million. Like, I probably would have been like, if I'm Johnny Depp, I'd be like, hey, yo, Amber, come here. Listen, babe, you think this is really worth $50 million to go for? Because it's coming out your bank account. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't taking no cash out. This coming out of your bank account.
Remember though, they were married. And then all these allegations came up in, I believe, 2016.
Listen, we're in 2022. Why it takes 6 years for somebody to say something for real?
No. There was a whole separate issue between 2016 and 2018. And then it all kind of flared down a bit through COVID and everything. And now Johnny Depp is starting a defamation case against his ex-wife. So it's, I mean, it's whatever. So
I'm serious. I'd probably be like, you picking up the tab.
Yeah, no, $50 million. It's crazy. He's not technically Captain Jack Sparrow because Disney also dropped him. Like, because of all of this, like, his entire career's been destroyed, which is crazy.
He still got bread, but I don't care. That will be Captain Jack Sparrow, Jack Captain, for the rest of my life.
I agree 100%. So
couldn't play that part any better, but anyway.
Well, and it's, to quote Johnny Depp, when they asked him, like, what have you lost because of all this stuff going on? And he's like, nothing less than everything. And it breaks my heart because, like, that shows that in the media realm, which kind of ties into what we were just talking about, in the media realm, one simple thing, even something that someone says, whether it's true or not, our actions, everything has a consequence, and it's very easy. Even, like, a crazy, famous, amazing actor like Johnny Depp, something happens, and now this is the result. So it's sad to see whether, you know, no matter whose side you're on, whether you know all the facts or whether it actually happened or it didn't, none of that really matters. It's just it's kind of sad to see a career kind of
like go down the toilet a little bit.
Yeah.
Or all the way.
But the memes are really funny.
I might throw
one of my favorite TikToks of Johnny Depp in on this video with the credited source. It might be fun.
Sometimes drink whiskey in the mornings too, right?
Isn't happy hour anytime.
We're gonna fast forward in time a little bit, Mr. Depp.
Yes, I feel it.
You poured yourself a mega pint of red wine, correct?
A mega pint.
hey, might as well.
It's really. Have you seen any?
I haven't seen any memes yet.
That is so sad.
I've not
that
seen
any
memes yet.
That is so sad, man. That's.
Nope, not a single one. I've been seeing playoff for the basketball. I've seen those memes. I ain't seen no Johnny Depp and Amber Heard memes.
Man, I guess you are more of a sports guy anyway.
Not even that. Like, I be seeing memes all the time, but it was just like I have just not come across none of those memes.
What TikToks have you seen? Like, what's like a trending thing on your TikTok for you page then right now? Like this week, girl, this week.
Man, it's been on there for probably like at least two or maybe even three. It's like. When people like, it's like you not moonwalking, but it's like you moonwalking but sideways, but not backwards. It's like when you're, it's like this, like it's like they feet go like this, and then like they just moving in the side, or some of them like do like moving in a circle. It's weird.
Oh, are you talking about like there was like okay, there was one TikTok that's an old trend, by the way. You must be like 2 years.
Bro, from. I'm still seeing them videos, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, like that was like.
Like, there's so many different versions of TikTok, but I'm still seeing them.
That
like,
was
so
before
freaking.
COVID. People were doing dances like yeah because like what? I saw a video, it was like they were in a line like this so you could only see the one guy, and then they started dancing and they came out and then they came back in and there were like five of them.
I ain't seen that
but
one.
They were doing
I
like
mean
the,
I've seen ones like those
well
but.
I can't do the dance, I'm not even gonna try.
No,
but,
like,
yeah, no, I see what you're
it's
okay,
like it go like it go like
understand.
It go like it's like hey baby baby hey baby baby
oh maybe yeah. It's a different one. Maybe
yeah.
It's a
no,
we gotta,
yeah.
We gotta see it.
I gotta, I'm gonna show you it. But
yeah.
Like, no,
yeah,
that
no,
one
we,
been that
yeah.
One been going on for a minute. People still rocking them ones out right now.
We'll post a video on the screen right now. All right, cool. Song Sonar. So, Song Sonar is a really fun segment that we created because I love music and I have a playlist that comes up. It's called Weekly Radar on Spotify.
You want to make your own playlist?
What? No, I have my own playlist.
Oh, okay.
Like, it takes all the, like, Weekly Radar. It takes all the songs that, like, your artists, the songs that you listen to, like, new releases, essentially,
okay,
is
okay,
what it
okay.
Is. On Spotify, but I figured it'd be fun to kind of talk about music. So let's start the conversation out with what's your kind of music and your artists.
It depends. Like, I know I have, like, probably three that I probably listen to, like, on the regular, which is, like, A Boogie, Meek Mill, and Lil Durk. I probably listen to them, like, on the regular every day, to be honest with you. And a lot of them have dropped, I think, what's it called? Durk dropped the album a month ago. A Boogie dropped the EP a few months ago. Meek Mill dropped his album towards the end of 2021. So I've still been rocking out with those. So,
nice.
I mean, they've been putting them in. A Boogie is getting dropping a new album in like a month or so. So, I mean, like, music gonna be lit. I mean, this probably be the summertime. Everybody gonna be dropping, to be honest with you, though.
Oh, for sure.
Like, Future just dropped the album today. I don't know if you listen to Future fans out there, but, like, you know, he's just one of them, you know, a big artist out there in our time still, in our generation. He just dropped, so.
Just today?
Yes, today was actually the day.
Wow.
Yeah, today was actually the day.
Nice.
I don't know if I'm going to tap in with it, maybe not. It just depends. But, like, a lot of the artists that I just listen to on a daily basis is probably them. Like, they're definitely, like, my top three every day. So, I mean, they always got something to say. It's also relatable, and it's also kind of nice, though. I like the vibe. I like the feeling. And it depends. It also depends on, like, how I'm also feeling, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what 100%. I'm saying? Like, That's how, like, you know, the music really works. Depends on, then you got to pick your favorite artist and then which album you want to listen to.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, they got multiple albums out over the years and each one kind of hits a little different.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, for different
a good example
so,
of that is actually Eminem. You can kind of see his life progression through his music. It's crazy. So.
Yeah, same for me. I feel the same way, like, when I listen to Meek, like, from all his, it's like the things you was rapping about 10 years ago isn't what you live in. 10 years later, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
No, it's, yeah.
Like now, it was like clubs and parties and drinks, and now it's just how I gotta find a way to keep this money. How can I make more money? How can I do real estate? How can I invest? Like the 10 years, you know, from 22 to 32,
yeah.
Like it don't even matter. Same with all my other artists. Like the things that they was rapping about 5-6 years ago, then when they were younger, probably like 18-19, because you know a lot of these rappers start off real young. You just don't really care about them until they, you know, hit
until
that.
Until they up there.
Until, mm-hmm. Not even like when they up there, until, you know, everybody get that one hit song that puts them on, and it's
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that one viral song, and that, or that one really good album that put them on, like, yeah, you know, the things that you was rapping about when you were 18, 19, 20 isn't what you're rapping about at 26, 27, 20, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, each of them is all different. And, like I said, I listen to them on really on a daily for real. So, they're definitely one of mine. And all of them have dropped this year or within, what we in April, within at least the last 5 to 6 months. Like, I've gotten some pretty good music off of them. So, yeah, it's been great. More music is coming. Like I said, summer 2022 is on the way. So, like, everybody's finna drop for the summer, though.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody wants
the vibes. Well, see, I think it's, like, I think there's something super important about music, and it's always great to, like, be getting fresh music. Like, every week, at least once a week, it's probably on, like, Mondays, but I'll turn on this playlist, and I'll be like, oh, that's a new song, or, like, wow, how did I miss this, or whatever else, and I'll get new music at least once a week, and, you know, add it to my playlist, which is currently at, now I want to check, I want to say, like, almost 500 songs. My one, it's a mashup. Oh, Sicko Mode by Travis Scott. That's what we were listening to last. Yeah, it's called General Mashup, and it has 2 songs it has.
Scroll all the way to the bottom. If it's anything like my Apple Music, tells me how many songs it is and how much time it takes up. But it's all the way at the bottom. I don't know on Spotify.
Mine says how many songs it takes up, but
how many songs you got?
How much time it takes up? 25 hours. 25 hours worth of music. 25 hours and 21 minutes.
That's probably at least like I'm gonna say. Everybody knows about an average, especially if you listen to like albums. So I would probably say like 20, anywhere between like maybe 20 songs is like an hour. So whatever. Dang, bro, whatever 20 times 20, 24 is, that's how many songs you really got probably sitting in there, real talk.
Yeah, last time it was like, I know it's over 400. I know it's over 400 songs, but I just keep adding on to it, so it's like, whatever. That was a really long, like, break of me just not knowing what was going on.
Like,
so.
That's why I was going to simplify for you, like, yeah, no, you probably definitely got, like...
I'll have an update at some point in time, but my favorite artist recently, and, like... He's only been releasing singles, like he hasn't made an album yet.
Yeah.
He's fresh out the gate.
Fresh out the gate.
He got famous on TikTok, one of his songs, Nick D. I love Nick D. Oh my gosh, it is crazy. And then obviously, you know, but I like Sir Sly. And
is that a boy
AJR,
or girl?
I like Sir Sly.
Is that a boy or a girl?
Shut up. We're not going there again. No.
Hey, it's only an inside joke if y'all really knew what it was.
Yeah, you know, it's... No, Veta Grand Fleet. Veta...
Who?
Vetta.
You said Fred Van Vliet, the NBA player?
Vetta Grand Fleet. Anyways, we're moving on. I love Nick D. And also, I was talking with my girlfriend about music, and she let me know that Ed Sheeran just dropped an album not too long ago, and I haven't listened to it. I'm totally going to play it.
You going to play with her in a whip.
I'm happy to. Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to listen
especially
to the new
album. Especially if she likes him. I was about to yawn right there. But especially if she likes him, yeah, you're definitely going to be bumping that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love Ed Sheeran. But Nick D's like a rapper kind of modern music. It's really fun. I like Nick D, so I think that's it. My music goal is to listen to Ed Sheeran, and you were talking about your music. Any final thoughts on what's popping? Any trends, anything like that?
Man, we just out here grinding, trying to maneuver through life as we are done with school and trying to get into the next chapter of our lives. So, and right now, like I said, we just on the grind, we just moving, and we gonna keep going.
Absolutely.
Hoping for the best, wishing for the best, praying for the best. We trying to make it out here.
So yeah.
Those are definitely the goals.
And grind don't stop until we reach the top.
Yep, coined by yours truly, Darian Jackson. Yeah, man, yeah, that was a nice saying.
That was nice.
I miss it a little bit sometimes, but yeah, man, we just gonna keep grinding, we're gonna keep pushing. I mean, we got nothing to lose, really. I mean, at the end of the day, this is nothing but us practicing and getting more comfortable, you know, being in front of the camera, making scripts up, and, you know, planning our shows and details, and so obviously we could do the best that we possibly can with what we got.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being on the first premiere episode of season 3.
I mean, it wouldn't have went any other way. Like, you know, I had to be here.
Absolutely. It will, hopefully this will get better and we'll kind of have some interesting topics come up within the next few weeks here. So thank you for tuning in to this episode. This has been Johnny and Darian, and this has been a very new, fresh, exciting episode of Chicken for Breakfast, and I hope you learned something new. That's always the goal. Chicken for Breakfast is a weird concept, and I like it at the end of the day, and, well, we hope you will too. See ya.
Deuces. Apple bottom G with the bird. Everybody know we're looking at her. No, I'm just playing. I was just making Bob make up my own lines right there for real.